It's Weekend Edition on VPR. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. The craft beer connoisseur website ratebeer.com has released its annual Best Awards, and once again, Vermont beers have earned some impressive rankings. For more on this and other news found this week in Public Post, we turn to VPR's Amy Noyes. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
Which beer came out on top?
Well, Rate Beer has a lot of lists, so that depends on which list you're looking at. But a couple of the big lists are the world's top 100 beers and the world's top 100 brewers. And Hill Farmstead Brewery in Greensboro regained the top spot as the world's best brewer. The brewery had that title in 2013, but it dropped to number two last year on the list, back up again this year. And Hill Farmstead also has eight beers on Rate Beer's top 50 new beer releases in the world. And that's including Hill Farmstead Excursions, which took the number one spot on that list.
So that's the best brewery. What about the top 100 beers list?
Well, Hill Farmstead had nine beers on that list, and The Alchemist in Waterbury had two beers on that list as well, including its much sought-after Heady Topper, which also made the list last year.
So what's the best beer overall on that list?
Well, the beers aren't ranked within the top 100 list, so I guess they're all the best beers.
Okay, well, hard to compare with so many different kinds anyway. So did any other Vermont breweries make the Rate Beer list?
Yes, there's an extensive list of best beers by style category, as you were just alluding to, and both Hill Farmstead and The Alchemist made those lists for various beer styles. And for each style, there are five gold, five silver, and five bronze awards. And a brewery called Lawson's Finest Liquids in Warren earned a bronze ranking in the double IPA category. Hill Farmstead's Abner earned a silver in that category. And also in the same category, Heady Topper took a gold. And Eden Ice Cider Company in West Charleston has two ice ciders listed in the cider and perry category. They earned a gold and also a bronze.
Well, congratulations to them. Also in Public Post this week, Amy, it's that time of year when towns are getting ready to distribute their annual reports. In towns that still print and mail reports to every household, that is a significant expense. What are towns' options if they want to cut back on that expense?
In recent years, some towns have stopped mailing reports to every household. So Wilmington, for example, makes the report available online, and the town also prints copies that residents can pick up at the town clerk's office and at the town transfer station. And at town meeting that day, they'll have any extra copies there. They will mail out copies as well, but only by request.
So that's happening in Wilmington. Are there any other towns looking to make this move this year?
Yes, the question's on the warning for town meeting in Middlebury this year. And if it passes, they will likely take a similar approach to Wilmington's next year. And they're also discussing the same issue in Mount Holly, although it won't be voted on this year. But they are talking about maybe surveying voters at town meeting to see what they think should be done.
So cutting back on mailings, that's one way to cut back on costs. How else can towns cut back expenses if they still want to mail out their reports?
Well, many towns have trimmed back the amount of information in those printed reports, so they're not as thick and heavy as they once were. For example, some towns don't have full-page descriptions of all the outside agencies requesting a town appropriation, and those get cut to save pages.
Looking ahead, Amy, the Rutland County Solid Waste Alliance Communities is rewriting its solid waste implementation plan. And the Alliance is looking to residents, business people, and other stakeholders in its member communities to help shape the new plan. Why is the plan undergoing a rewrite?
To comply with the state's new materials management plan, as well as Act 148, Vermont's Universal Recycling and Composting Law, Vermont's solid waste districts need to work towards a set of four goals.
And what towns are in the district?
Benson, Chittenden, Fairhaven, Middletown Springs, Paulett, Rutland Town, Shrewsbury, Sudbury, Tynemouth, and West Haven.
And how long do people have to comment on this plan?
The Alliance Administrator says written comments will be accepted up until her board adopts a final plan, but no specific date was given.
Well, thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source of community news and town meeting minutes from across the state of Vermont. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible in part by the VPR Journalism Fund.